Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is The Art of Charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The Art of Charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey guys, time for Fan Mail Fridays, where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and tactics to help kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this isn't a great place to start. Most of our content is more in-depth and longer format. So check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got the fundamentals of body language, nonverbal communication, attraction, negotiation, networking, etc., and everything else we teach here at the Art of Charm. All right, let's cut right to it. Now, I gave you guys that Chipotle hack a couple weeks back where you get the two sides instead of the bowl and it ends up being cheaper and you get more meat and all that stuff. And I got a couple of bits of feedback, even from people that say they went to Chipotle and people are saying, what is with everyone ordering this today? And I'd like to take some partial credit for that. But, you know, I got a letter from this guy, Tony, who obviously felt pretty strongly about it. He said, Jordan, you think you're so smart, don't you? This is the basic formula that causes most restaurants to fail. It's called stealing. Why not just distract someone next to you and lift $20 out of their purse as well? Once the Chipotle executives figure they're making 8 to 10% less for every 1,000 bowls sold, they'll be onto this. Then they'll have to lay off some or all of the staff and start over. So basically, this hack gets people fired, and for what? A couple extra pieces of meat? You're so smart, aren't you? Well, Tony, all the massive logical jumps and fallacies your argument contains aside, nearly every piece of advice on the show involves kindness, friendship, and connection, as well as asking for more of what you need and want across the board in your whole life. No one here is being forced to give me what I ask for, and if they're not, I'm certainly not going to hold up a Chipotle anytime soon. And since Chipotle hooks me up so much, I'm an insanely loyal customer. I go out of my way, I pass tons of competing restaurants nearly every single day to eat there, I drop many thousands of dollars per year on Chipotle for myself, as well as friends and colleagues, and judging by the fact that I often don't even get charged at all for my food at Chipotle, I'm guessing they want more customers like me, not fewer. So that said, I'm sure Chipotle executives are anxiously awaiting your feedback on this one, so have at it, and thanks for listening to the show. Next one comes from Spencer. He says, hey, Jordan, I want to let you know that I use the networking tips I learned from your podcast to get a new job at a badass tech company in San Francisco that just raised $50 million last month. A friend of mine is the VP of engineering there. I invited him over to dinner, and after shooting the shit about life and business for an hour, he suggested I apply at his company. There was a perfect position in marketing for me, and he put my resume on top of the stack. A month later, I'm signing my offer letter for a company where I'm going to learn so much and take my skills to the next level. Thanks for doing what you do, Jordan. It's made a real difference in my life. Thank you, Spencer, for sharing that. I think it's awesome. And, you know, a lot of people who get this advice, they don't apply it. Or they think, oh, I have to go out and start networking. And the thing is, what Spencer's doing, he nailed it, right? You make networking a part of who you are, making those relationships, those connections a part of who you are. I don't think he invited his friend over who had the engineering position there just so he could schmooze him and then ask him for a job. He talked with him about what he wanted out of life. His friend suggested he apply, and then he put in a good word for him. This is how 80% of jobs are actually, offers are extended and received, because we know this from statistics, we know this from research. Putting your resume out there doesn't do squat. Having a connection that gives your resume a little nudge does everything. This one comes from Joshua. He said, I just volunteered to be a tutor to help adults read, and I'm scared shitless. I'm going right to the top for advice here. Your podcast and program teach and transform the lives of thousands upon thousands of men, including my own. How do you do it? I want to truly make a positive change in the life of one person I'm going to be partnered up with. I know your time is valuable, and I feel bad, but I want some tips, and I sent you some tips back there. I would like to end with telling about the positive impact you've had on my life. I struggled with deep depression, and I was an overall mopey piece of shit. At 30 years old, I was an assistant store manager at Home Depot, freaking hating life when I found your podcast. I listened to almost every single episode on my way to and from work. It's opened my eyes, I regrew my balls, and I started working on myself. Fast forward a year later, I'm living with an awesome girlfriend who I love in Chicago. I'm leaving Home Depot next month to work in the bespoke menswear industry. I have better relationships with my family, coworkers, and friends. I'm a better man, and I have you to thank for it. It's because of you I'm even getting back into volunteering. I appreciate everything you've done for me and thousands of men out there. Now, thank you for this. This is awesome. I love the share. You can thank me all you want, but you are the one that decided to take action and do something about your situation, and I applaud you for that. I do want to highlight one thing. You started volunteering, and that is actually an underrated thing, because volunteering and giving back is something that, at least as a man, I can say, women do this better than guys do, or I shouldn't say better. Women volunteer a lot more often than men seem to anyway. I would love to see some statistics on that so I can actually back up that claim, but I'm assuming it's true for the purposes of my argument. Volunteering and giving back is really important to manhood and being a man. It helps cure a lot of those mopey thoughts and that slag because it adds purpose, even if the rest of your life has little. You can have a really crummy job. You can have a really crummy career. You can be in a really crummy situation and think, woe is me, I'm getting divorced and I hate my career. If you start volunteering, even just a few hours a week, I guarantee you, you will find a renewed sense of purpose. And people think volunteering is always like, oh man, I'm going to have to go do something, you know, really awkward or weird, or, you know, I don't want to do that or deal with these types of people, etc. I gave a talk at a homeless shelter. It was awesome. You can serve meals at a homeless shelter. They're looking for volunteers for that. You can distribute toys to kids. Believe it or not, they do that on days that aren't just holidays. There's a lot of stuff like that, seeking donations, reading to kids. I mean, there's so many ways to give back, and I guarantee you that it will make you feel better. And I don't just mean, oh, I felt good, I volunteered today. It's about the connection that you have with the people that you're helping that is so important, and it gives you a renewed sense of purpose. It gives you a renewed sense of confidence as well, and it's very hard for me to explain this without you guys actually doing it. So I suggest this. If you're feeling a little mopey, you're feeling a little bit like you're not sure what you need to do, you're not sure what the next step is for you in life, volunteer, even temporary basis, a couple hours a week, pretty much anywhere, and I guarantee you, you'll experience a lot of clarity on your next move. And hell, I'll give that advice to everybody for this weekend. Find some way where you can volunteer, and I mean 1 or 2 hours, and whether that's serving meals at a homeless shelter, collecting toys for kids, running some sort of charity drive, even just manning a local bake sale or whatever the hell you have for a group that you're already a member of, I guarantee you it'll feel good. And I guarantee you you'll feel more connected to your community and the people in it. So give that a shot. It doesn't have to be a massive commitment of time. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to mentor a kid for the next 5 years. Give back just a couple of hours. Look for ways to do that. Get that done at some point this month. I guarantee you will thank me for this. And I want to hear about your experiences. So write me and tell me what you think. Of course, I'm Jordan at The Art of Charm. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me with your volunteer experiences or with any question you might have. Jordan at TheArtOfCharm.com. I read everything and I'd love to hear from you. More from The Art of Charm at TheArtOfCharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Get out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years, Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.